We're the Night Shift Bandits. Join us and our sister podcast, Perspective Discussions, where they talk about love, life, and relationships on any platform that you can find podcasts. Also, like, comment, share, and subscribe to our YouTube channel. We also have a Twitch channel, and you can donate to us on our GoFundMe and Patreon, where you can help us bring you better content. Our link tree is down in the description. Thanks for joining us.
Hey, what's good, everybody? Welcome to another episode of The Night Shift Bandits. It's me here, Professor Zach.
Master Honor Thomas, and we're going to be talking about a show that wasn't really well liked.
We're talking about the second half of Secret Invasion, episodes 3-6, or 4-6, I'm sorry. 4-6, yes. Just to give the general thoughts here real quick. That was a show.
It exists.
It was a show. It existed. It did what it needed to do.
Better as a comic book.
I felt like it would have been better as a movie.
That too. It would have been much better as a movie.
Way better as a movie.
This seems like a movie that has been extended too long.
Yes. I feel like this is a movie that it's a movie that's extended too long. Like, the pacing was definitely off. If you were to do a show like this, each episode should have been at least an hour. Or at least 45 minutes, I'll say.
I thought most of them were. No, they were all like 40 minutes.
No, they were at least 30. Maybe the highest one was 40, but they were all like 30, 35 minutes. Actually, not 30, because those 5 minutes are credits.
Yeah. Because it's the first, what? It's probably like total of 7 minutes credits.
Yeah.
And that's including the opening title, too. I mean, but you can see that.
Yeah. Which I guess that was, I did like them putting like the graphics, the enders, because a lot of the Marvel shows, their graphics come in the end.
Mm-hmm.
Their outro. And, you know, I was thinking when these Marvel shows first started thinking that, like, okay, they just reversed it. These could be intro credits, but now they just made them fancy outro credits.
Yeah.
Like, it could have been, it's reversible. You know, so I mean, to be honest with you, I'm fine either way.
Yeah, I kind of don't care either way about it either. Like you said, it's a show. All right, so time for spoilers.
Yeah, if you want to go watch Secret Invasion, go watch it.
If not, yeah, just continue listening to us then. But the show itself, it was supposed to be this whole redemption arc / mystery spy thriller about who can stop this invasion that has already begun, and nobody knows who is who. You don't know who's the good guy, you don't know who's the bad guy, because they can shift themselves to look like, you know, anybody.
Yeah, and like, you know, the original Secret Invasion in the comics was pretty cool. You know, that was built up. And I know you and I, we had the conversation off mic about like what they should have done with this, because my idea for Secret Invasion was that, okay, so we're in the middle of the multiverse saga, right? Right. Phase 4 was the introduction to that. And since we're going, since pretty much phase 6 is going to be the finale, I was thinking like phase 5 can be our break from it, because everyone's doing the multiverse. I mean, obviously Marvel's doing it, but Sony's doing it. Other comic book shows are doing it. We got movies coming out about it. Let's go ahead and take a break from that and focus on the Skrulls for a minute. So I think all this is phase 5. We should have been building up to Secret Invasion. Like, phase 4, we're teasing something. Phase 5, we're starting to see some characters who are Skrulls. and see who's going to be the big players in Secret Invasion. And Phase 5 could have ended with that Secret Invasion movie.
Yeah. You know,
and we would have hopped back into the multiverse saga with Phase 6 now that everything else is out the way.
I honestly thought that that's what they were going to be doing at first. And then because of the reshuffling that they had to do, let's make it into a series instead.
Yeah, which, I mean, that's not a bad idea, but because I was interested to see what they were going to do with that. Because obviously, when you tell me this is going to be a TV show, it's not going to be as big as how it was in the comics, which is cool. That's perfectly fine with me. Like, Civil War wasn't Civil War. Outside, of course, the heroes fighting each other. I'm like, I'm fine with that. You know, I like watching different things in my movie.
It was more like a fight in a park.
But, you know, Civil War was still good. You know, like, it was it still did its own thing, you know, and it was great at it.
Yeah. However.
Okay, let's get into the details. Because it exists to me. Like,
yeah, it seems like nothing really matters until literally the last episode. And then everything matters for 5 minutes.
And I was going to say, like, I don't know if it'll even matter after this show.
No, I don't think so either.
Because.
You know what? They might have just been doing this to write out Nick Fury.
Mm-hmm.
And just give a reason like, hey, where's Nick Fury? Oh, look, this is what Nick Fury just did. Okay. Then he just dipped off again. What?
Yeah. So you would be right. But he is going to be in the Marvels. It is not a spoiler, he's in the trailer.
Yeah, I know. I haven't seen the trailer. Really watch anything past the first teaser of anything coming out because too many spoilers.
I'm sorry to say that, but like I feel like it's not really a spoiler because for one, it was the first thing in one of the trailers. For two, it's kind of obvious. You know?
Yeah. I mean, he would have to be there for that.
Yeah. So he's there. But like I said, I don't know if it's even going to matter. Because I felt like this character, and keep in mind, Nick Fury is still cool to me, but I felt like the character just didn't go through the proper character development. Like, I felt like we just saw him switch from, like, oh, I'm broken down and jacked up to, I'm still broken down and jacked up, except I have a cleaner eye patch.
No, he got his confidence back. Because he was right about the Skrulls. You know, something that he did wrong.
His arc is not finished. Because I feel like a lot of things in this show isn't finished.
No, it's not finished. Because you don't really know what happens to the Skrulls after this point. You don't know what happens to Fury after this point. But you're going to find out a little bit more because of the Marvels. But we also don't know exactly where the Marvels takes place with this just yet.
Yeah, we don't. And like, so, I won't say anything else about the Marvel. I mean, there's not much else you could say about the Marvels outside of what you've already seen and what you already know, I should say.
Okay.
So it's like, yeah, like you pretty much, even if you only seen the teaser, you kind of already know what's going on.
Yeah.
And like the newer trailers, they just expand on that. Sorry, go ahead.
No, I'm saying it's whatever on that. Yeah. But like with this show, it just didn't seem complete, or it seemed like too much was put into it to make it feel overstuffed. It's awkward. It's a very awkward show, and the only saving grace about this show for me is Sonya Fellsworth. I think that's her name. The British lady?
Yeah.
Yeah, her. And it's only because Well, not even only because of her. It's mainly because of her. Her, the way she was acting throughout the whole thing. She was one of those people who you just find. She just found out because Nick Fury was like, "Hey, there are Skrulls here." I'm sorry, what? And then took that information and did what needed to be done effectively and quiet. Like, I feel like she's going to be the next Nick Fury, but for Britain.
Yeah, and I mean, I agree. I did like her character. Like, she was one of the few things that I did like about this series. Mm-hmm. Because she was a very comic booky character, and I felt like, when I think of Secret Invasion, she's definitely the one character that stands out the most.
Yes.
Like, with the way she dresses, with the way she goes about things, how she acts so prissy and proper and British, but, you know, she'll cut off a finger if she needs to, you know?
Like, when she met Nick Fury in, I believe it was episode 6, picked him up in Finland. No, it was in episode 5. Picked him up in Finland or from Finland when he came to London. And she was just like in the car. He sits down, takes off his mask. They have a short little conversation. She throws on some music.
Mm-hmm.
It's some rap from England, and Fury's just like, really, we doing this? Yeah, buckle up. So she has that rough side, but like you said, still proper, be safe.
Yeah, and like, I feel like, because when I think of this show, right, and I think of all the newcomers, you know, you got Guy, you got Gravik,
mm-hmm.
who we'll definitely talk about later, especially his role in the Barbie movie.
I didn't know he was in the Barbie movie.
That actor is in the Barbie movie.
Oh, that's funny.
He's in one of the trailers. And like, I saw one of the trailers for Barbie and I'm like, is that Gravik?
You've seen way more things about Barbie, the Barbie movie, than I have, because I don't have it in my wheelhouse.
Apparently it's a great movie.
That's what I've heard. And I saw a meme that said something about Ben Shapiro has been cosplaying Ken all his life, but he hates the Barbie movie.
Yeah, sounds like Ben Shapiro.
Yeah, it does.
But yeah, like, it's, yeah, Gravik, between him during terrorist attacks, was playing a version of Ken, I guess. Because I think like all the men in the movie are just a version of Ken, and all the girls in the movie are just a version of Barbie, I guess. I think that's what I was getting from that. I haven't seen it, so that's what I was getting.
From what
I could be wrong, but that makes sense from what I've seen. But anyway, we'll talk about him. But like, of all the newcomers, like, yeah, she was definitely a good one.
Mm-hmm.
Like, Olivia Colman, you know. Thank you for playing one of the best characters for playing the best character in this show. Shout outs to you.
Shout outs to you.
Yeah. But yeah, so I guess, yeah. Since we're on the newcomers.
Yeah. Let's go. Gaia. Yeah. I was actually going to go to Gaia next. So mostly she was just there.
Yeah.
And then she became a Super Skrull. Then she was just there.
Yeah.
It was a huge waste of Emilia Clarke's.
And maybe it's because I'm seeing this pattern throughout phase 4 and 5, which I understand why it's happening, but I feel like it's the same formula, is that like whenever there's an actor that don't want to do this anymore, now suddenly we got The Apprentice, their child, or whatever this person is, the replacement, that's to come up now, which is cool. You know, I get why you're doing that. But it kind of sucks when the predecessor has a bad outro.
Like, yeah, because Talos just getting popped off like that was like, wait, what? Really? That's it?
Yeah, like, and I felt like we really didn't have, like, a proper send-off for that character. And I'll be honest with you, like, it's not saying that Talos was, like, the most deep character, but he was one of the most interesting characters.
Yeah, he was someone who was, he was the body double for Maria Hill, right?
I'm not sure. He was, I know for a fact he was, like, one of Nick Fury's, like, top agents.
Yeah.
That was literally...
Yeah. Yeah, but he was, since he was really close with Nick Fury, like, he's been there. You have him as also being an alien to our planet and, you know, trying to help us. But obviously he's trying to help himself, so it's a mutually beneficial relationship.
Yeah, and to be honest with you, like, again, this is just another thread I felt like just didn't finish properly. It's like the relationship between Nick and Talos. Because, you know, I'll say this. They did a great job in those first couple of episodes of building up, like, their relationship.
Right.
Of how, of you know, of their friendship. You know, you got the flashbacks of, like, Talos telling them, like, yo, I trust this man with my life. And then, you know, Nick Fury, you see him trusting Talos. Like, that's one of his top boys. You know, and he was trying to, like, he took his words to heart, you know, and you really felt it in that train ride when Nick Fury was like, no, you're not telling me something, when they had that whole scene, you know, and you felt the tension between the two when they realized their trust was broken. And I felt like that's where it ended. Like, once Talos got shot and just didn't come back, I felt like it was a crime that, like, and maybe it's just the whole concept of the trust thing being broken. Like, I felt like they never got that back. Like, they never had, like, a last moment saying, bro, you know, we made some mistakes. I need you. You need me. We could work together on this. Let's finish this out.
I thought they did have that.
I don't remember that at all.
It was supposed to be that scene that...
when they were in the car?
Yeah.
That was weak. I didn't get that from that scene at all. Like, I got that... Like, they had some kind of reconciliation, sure, but I felt like there was still tension there. Like, it wasn't the same.
I think it was, hey, we're going to go out into the field, and then let's do this because we know we need to do this, and we can count on each other. So, I got your back, you got my back.
See, I got all that energy up until your last statement. Because I felt like... It never really was put back. Like, it wasn't a new trust. It wasn't the same trust that they had beforehand. Like, I still feel like it felt more like a business relationship instead of like a friendship.
It didn't really feel like that to me because, yeah, they have like 30 years. So their relationship could be very different from, like, let's say you and somebody else's 30-year-long relationship. Their trust might have been something completely different, which how they said it, that could have been their, you know, words to know, like, okay, yeah, so he actually means this. Let's go ahead and do this.
Yeah.
Because if they didn't have that trust, would Talos put his life in that much danger?
I mean, because, you know, he wants his people, like, he don't want to give his people a bad name.
Yeah, he doesn't want to give his
people like that. That's why I felt like that was his only driving force after he lost the trust with Nick. Like, that's why you're even doing anything Nick says, is because you believe in your people and you want humans to like your people. Like, he was literally the Martin Luther King. That's how I saw Talos. He's the Martin Luther King, bro. So it's like, yeah, you're going to do by any means necessary to keep the peace, even if it means working with someone you sort of despise, a bad friend, or however you think of him. You know, that's what I gathered from Talos.
Okay, no, I can see it that way. But yeah. it was a weak scene, all in all. I'm not disagreeing with you on that. But I just got a different viewpoint from it than you did. That's all.
Fine. Yeah, that's fine. That's fine. Like, I'm just giving my spiel on it. Like, you feel how you feel. Like, I won't lie to you. I would not die on the hill of this show.
Oh, no, someone's like, oh, yeah, so this didn't fit. Okay. Well, only- you know what? I was thinking about this, actually. Mm-hmm. Because of the writer strike that is happening currently, this show was written slightly before that. I'm pretty sure all of them were just like, nope, we're about to go on strike. Let's just phone this in.
I disagree. I'm pretty sure this was written a long time ago. And okay. It was shot a long time ago. Okay. Because they announced it a long time ago.
They did announce a long time ago. But you know, rewrites happen and reshoots happen.
I mean, reshoots are just reshoots. Like, that's just the actors having to come back in. But I feel like this was done at least. I feel like production was done by last year.
Oh, production was done by last year? There's absolutely no reason for it to be like this.
Like, I don't think it was done this year. I think it was done last year. I'm pretty sure they were just probably doing some editing, sound effects, just the CGI, probably up until it came out. But they were done with like the acting and the writing a long time ago. So I'm not going to give them that personally. I'm definitely not going to give them.
No, not that you say that, because I didn't realize that. I had not even thought about it. Like, how long ago did they have it finished written or done and all that stuff? So, yeah, nah. I'm going to have to change that. This was way too underwhelming to give it a pass on the writing for that thing. If it was like, oh, they had just finished the writing, like right before the writer's strike, or right around the time it was announced that they're going to be striking. Yeah, sure. Okay. See that.
Yeah. Yeah. And it's just, and like the thing is, and I'll say this, I won't give any show that benefit of the doubt unless it was developed during the writer's strike. Only because it's like, you know, they were still doing their jobs, you know, and at the end of the day, like, yeah, you're about to go on a writer's strike, but this is still going on your portfolio. So you still want to put your best foot forward.
Whoa. No, so I was
sure that might be too. Huh?
I'm thinking about what happened with Heroes too.
Oh, Heroes during the writer's strike. Yeah, that was right in the middle of it. That's why that failed.
That was right in the middle of it, and it was like, okay, this was an amazing show. Oh my god, what happened? That's what happened. It was just, you could tell right when the writer's strike happens by watching that show.
And you know what? I'm still gonna give Heroes shit because. Didn't they come out with a more recent hero series and it still sucked?
We don't talk about that. We don't talk about that.
We don't?
Nah.
Like we don't talk about Mark Wahlberg being Marky Mark and the Funky Bunch?
Oh, I talk about that.
Oh, yeah.
I don't think he doesn't want to talk about it. That was a huge part of his life.
Yeah, like I don't let Mark Wahlberg forget that, even though he wants to forget that.
Bro, how you going to forget your history? That's what helped make you. You and your Funky Bunch.
Yeah, and you forgot about the Funky Bunch. Now you're just Mark Wahlberg. Bro, you better go back to the past.
Right?
You better take your shirt off and your hat on, have your chain.
Man, own that.
You know, it's about that time to bring forth the rhythm and the rhyme, my boy.
Wow. Wow. I'm done on that one. I can't go any further. So on speaking of it, we talked about Gaia. Because she was just there. We talked about her father because he kind of just died. Oh, and the whole send off for him in show. Two people having a Viking funeral.
I mean, that was cool. Like how they sung their scroll prayer, you know?
It was cool for the scroll prayer because I was actually wondering, were they actually going to have it in scroll or in English? And they did the right thing and had it in scroll. My only complaint, neither of them dropped to their original skin for that.
Yeah. And I assume that's because of budget.
Yeah, I'm guessing it was because of that.
Budget. Like, because now that you mentioned it, there were a couple of scenes where I'm like, it would not hurt for them to be a Skrull right now.
Exactly.
And like, if this was, I mean, I'm saying this, if this was the real world, but it's a comic book, you know, superhero thing, but it's in the real world, they would be in their Skrull outfits. They would be in their Skrull attire. Like, they would be showing them their true selves.
If they feel like they're hidden from others' eyes, they're dropping all pretenses.
Exactly. And like, I know they're...
No, I was going to say, it's not even like you only think that's going to happen. No, it's literal proof in the comic books that they do that.
Yeah. And like, I know they mentioned in season one as to why they don't do that. I forgot what it was. I think it was just like, it's just to keep that bond between who they turned into or something like that, or stay, or get you.
I don't know. Explain.
It was something. They did give an explanation about it in, I think, in either episode one or episode two as to why. Because, you know, at the compound in Russia,
right?
Some were Skrulls, others were humans. And
there's definitely a reason for why some were Skrull and some were visibly human.
Right. So that's the explanation that they gave. You know, I don't know if it's word for word. It's probably not, but you know, they did explain it, and I guess it makes sense. I guess.
Right.
I'll just give it to you because I don't want to give you anything else.
Yeah, let's just go with that. So
I'll give them that and Sonya.
Yeah. Okay. Let's talk about Scrody.
Wait, who? Which one?
The Skrull Rhodey.
Scrody?
I heard that on, I believe it was New Rockstar, so I'm definitely still in that.
Oh.
But it sounded so right, because when I saw Skrull, and I was like, Rhodey, and I was like, oh, it's Scrody, and then they said it, and I was like, oh, they put it out there before I did.
That because you know that's just like, you know what that's close to.
I know. I know exactly what it is.
And I'm like, that could be another word.
It could be. And given this character, would you disagree?
I mean, the fact that the character is a woman Skrull.
Okay, other than that fact, would you disagree based on how this character acts?
I'm laughing because I'm thinking about my answer before I can say it out of my mouth, because every time I think about saying it, I laugh because I don't agree. Because the more I think about it, the more it fits.
Mm-hmm.
Oh my god, I needed that laugh. Jesus Christ. Oh, whew.
Rock stars.
Whew.
But yeah, so with that character, it was like, okay, Rhodey is acting very strange. Kind of like he was at first, but then you start noticing like subtle things like, what the hell are you doing, Rhodey? So that character was really, really good too. Because it was a female Skrull who's acting like a human male.
And someone brought up a good point too, and this kind of shows like how imperfect the Skrulls are when they do change into a human compared to the ones in the comic books. Like Skrody called Nick Fury Nick.
And not Fury.
Right. So yeah, so it's like, oh, like if you were paying attention, you could point that out. Like, okay, that's definitely not Rhodey. Which I'll be honest with you, if you were just off doing someone else, you could have figured it out because Rhodey wasn't acting like Rhodey the whole time.
Yeah. Like Rhodey was way more hilarious than he's ever been. Actually stood up for the things that he wanted to he wanted to get done, and just did a lot of things that Rhodey wouldn't have done.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah, it was like, all right, this is a Skrull. when they were in the hospital during that last episode, and Olivia, or what's her name, Sonya, had the gun to the back of Brody's neck. And the president was just there like, okay, I don't know if I should shoot Fury or I should shoot, you know, Rose over here. That whole scene kind of made me like, okay, you literally see Fury right there. Someone else, the gun to the back of the head of the person that you thought you trusted, and they're ignoring you essentially to focus on that person. Why is your gun trained on Fury?
And I don't know. Okay, I mean, if we want to get into that, no, I'm not going to get into the president yet because that comes with some other things.
Okay,
that I didn't really like. But you do make a point. You do make a great point.
Yeah. There was a lot of things like that that happened throughout the show that it was like, you know, there's more sense in the world than this.
Yeah, so now I do want to say, though, I do want to talk about Gravik. Can we talk about Gravik?
Yeah, we can talk about Gravik.
So before Gravik got into the... before Gravik killed Ken in the Barbie movie, I'll just say that.
Yeah.
Which I don't care what anyone says. When he said, like, oh, this man was my first victim, it was that guy. Whoever this actor plays in the Barbie movie, yeah, Gravik killed that guy, took his identity. That's my headcanon. Sorry, everyone.
Well, since Mattel is trying to start their own cinematic universe, it would also be the MCU.
It would be. Oh, no, it would be.
That's just terrifying to think of.
That would be great.
That's kinda great. Kind of great, but that's, I mean, think about the things that Mattel has to offer for movies. You know, things such as Uno.
I want that to be the most douchebaggiest movie ever.
That if Uno comes out and it's not a ripoff of Yu-Gi-Oh, they have failed at life.
I want Uno to be a movie for assholes. And if you play Uno, especially with black people, yeah. Yeah.
You know what? They should have a sequel to Uno. I'm already thinking about a sequel. Whatever they do, it's going to be whatever that is. Yeah. And then the sequel is going to be subtitled House Rules. And then it's going to be whoever was in the first one, they go over to some black people's house. And then all hell breaks loose.
Yeah. Yeah.
Because now you got to do multiplication, division, subtraction, and addition.
Yes.
While adding fractions into playing Uno.
Then you got to do calculus.
Right. And maybe a little bit of astrophysics.
Okay. Oh, okay. So I got a pitch. Or not a pitch. I got a name for the third one. Mm-hmm. And then we'll get back to it.
Okay.
It's called Uno and Out.
Okay, that sounds like a good one. To close the trilogy.
To close the trilogy, because guess what? We got the group from the first one, got the group from the second one, and they're cool now, right? We got some allies now, but now we got to fight this big third party. These are probably like just old cats, or maybe a new generation with new rules.
And you know what? It would be the one with the new rules because they just released those wild cards that have challenges on them. So it could be Saw with those wild cards.
See, I'm happy you said that because the Saw 10 trailer just came out.
Oh, I didn't even know that.
It came out during Comic-Con. And like, it's... It's interesting. I'm sorry. I know we're going all over the place. That shows you how much I care about Secret Invasion.
I was literally about to say that.
I was thinking about that last night, like the Saw 10 trailer. Like, I don't want to spoil anything for those. If anyone cares, it's a trailer, whatever. But pretty much what Saw 10 is literally the Wolverine.
Like, what?
So you know how, like, Wolverine X-Men Origins, the Wolverine
logo. Yeah.
It's like about Wolverine, of course. You know, X-Men Origins was the prequel. You know, the Wolverine was just Wolverine in Japan. It was just a normal adventure. And of course, Logan is what closed it off. Right. Saw 4, I want to say, was like you saw the origins of Jigsaw.
Okay.
And Saw 10. Is like you're seeing him. This takes place like after, or I'm gonna say, after Saw 2, it seems like.
I'm gonna be honest with you. I saw the first one, and that's it.
Okay. Well, point is, it's like this has the same energy as the Wolverine. Like, this is just Saw doing his thing. This is before he died. This is him pretty much getting back at the people who, getting back at the doctors who, didn't help him cure his cancer.
So this is his revenge tale. And this is the reason why he should be put into one of his own contraptions and forced to play a game.
I mean, he technically did. It's called cancer. And he lost that game.
He didn't give himself cancer unless he's a smoker. Or willing to decided to walk through a bunch of radiation.
Well, no, but the thing is that because the reason why Jigsaw does what he does is because he's been through the similar situation that his victims go through. You go through like a life or death situation, and what's more important, you living or your ego?
That's
the reason why he does what he does, because he experienced that and some other bad things in his life. So now he's putting other people through that to see if they'll change. That's why he has to apprentices, because they went through that.
Okay. See, I need to rewatch it because I have forgotten all of that. I saw it back when it first came out. You know how long?
I'm sorry. Go ahead. I'm sorry.
No. I saw it when it first came out. You know how long ago that was?
Oh yeah, no. Like I said, you only seen the first one.
Yeah.
I mean, this is stuff that's been explained through. What? Saw 1-9.
Jeez.
And now 10. Yeah. Like, at least, like, in the first few. Like, and I'll say this. No, I over exaggerate. In the first 4 Saws, they pretty much go through that. Because the ones after, like, 5, really. I'll even give it to 5. The ones after 5 is just about, it was mainly about someone else. Like, you'll get little hints and pieces of Jigsaw, but it's about someone else, you know?
Yeah.
Hell, even like the movie Jigsaw, like that still goes into him a little bit.
Okay.
So, yeah, this is just spread throughout the movies. Hell, I'll even give you, I'm pretty sure you don't care. I think it was, I'll give you a spoiler about Saw 9 or whichever one it was.
Yeah, because I really don't care about watching the Saw movies.
Yeah, I'm sorry, Saw podcast for like 5 minutes. It was, so his final super secret apprentice, because this man has had Lord knows how many secret apprentices at this point, was actually the guy with the white hair from the first one.
What?
Yeah, he became a super secret apprentice for Jigsaw, which came out of fucking nowhere.
Okay, the fact that they're tying it all back to that, that's kind of. That's kind of cool.
Yeah, I mean, Saw is cool. I mean, one of the reasons why I like Saw is because it's a unique horror film franchise. And they always have a twist. No matter how silly the twist is, they always reference back to themselves. So it's like, I can't be completely mad at it. Like, yeah, I can say, oh, this Saw sucked, that Saw sucked. But that is one thing I do appreciate, is that they always have some kind of twist. Sometimes it's creative. And they always reference themselves.
Hmm.
So, I always give Saw that. But back to Secret Invasion.
Before we get off of Saw, if you all want to watch Saw and start doing a review series on that,
let us know. Yeah. So I would not mind, because I think I had a Saw marathon a couple of years ago. I think I was just watching the Saw movies, like, just because. You know how you just watch a series of movies?
I'm like, all right, whatever. I threw it on just because I needed something to watch.
Yeah. And it's like, you know, this is just going to be the series I'm going to watch for, like, the next couple of weeks or the next few weeks.
Yeah.
I mean, that's what I did. I just turned on Saw because I love Saw. And I'm like, they have all the movies. At least they had all the movies on HBO Max. I don't know about now. But point
also.
Yeah. I keep forgetting. Or have it, I should say, even though it should be HBO Max. Because there's no difference besides less genre options.
Yeah, that's really it.
But anyway.
It's Amazon. So yeah. Secret Invasion. We were talking about Gravik, right?
Yeah, we're talking about Gravik. And yes, he does play Ken in the Barbie movie.
Yeah. So my thoughts on Gravik are, he seemed like he was going to be a really, really good villain.
I know.
And then I don't know what happened. I want to say episode 5 happened and he was just there for the rest of it until he had to have a big CG battle. And that CG battle was meh at best.
I felt like so Gravik started off really cool. Like, one of the best scenes with Gravik that I adore is when he's with the council and he's pleading his case. Mm-hmm. You know, well, I want to say pleading. He's more like, he's telling them, like, look, hey, you could join me or not.
Yeah, like, it's all up to you. You can join me or not. But just know, no harm is going to come to you. So he was honest about that, actually. I'm not mad at him about that. He didn't harm old girl who left. Yeah. And the thing was, I don't know if he was going to Russia with those other Skrulls. So later on, when he said, oh yeah, kill those Skrulls in Russia, they'll just have to be the cost of us wiping out humanity. I don't know if she was there for that. If she was, then he planned this from the beginning. And dude, that's fucked up.
Yeah.
But if she wasn't there and he planned to do this, it's still fucked up. It's just a little bit less fucked up because it doesn't have that, like, personal tinge to it.
Yeah, and like, it's, they fumbled this character. I'll just say that.
Yeah,
they did. They fumbled. Because I felt like this character, he could have been like one of the great villains. He started off being a great villain. And I want to say he started fumbling around episode 5.
Mm-hmm.
Especially when he killed, when he started killing off his own, like, people. And I'm not talking about, like, his own soldiers, because, like, I expected him to kill off his own soldiers, right?
Yeah. But the people, the ones that he's trying to protect.
Right. Like, when he started doing that, I'm like, I feel like this character wouldn't do that. You're just trying to give me an excuse to, like, really not like this character for what's coming up, which I get why he's the bad guy. And I'll be honest with you. I'll be completely real. This is a show that didn't need a big battle at the end. It needed a conversation. It needed guns pointed at each other. And I'm talking you down.
Yep. It needed that talk no jutsu.
Right. It that's what it needed. It didn't need two super. They could have left the whole Super Skrull thing out of this.
They could have, but yeah, everyone wanted to see a Super Skrull fight. So they gave us a Super Skrull fight, which it's not the same if they're not the original Super Skrull. Like, you know, it's because they're the Fantastic Four powers.
Yeah, I mean,
whose powers are these?
Yeah, I mean, I'll be honest with you. Like, I personally didn't hear about anyone wanting a big Skrull fight. Like, if anything, I thought people were just gonna talk about like this is gonna be a normal secret invasion.
Oh no!
Like,
no.
They could save Super Skrull for like the Fantastic Four.
Yeah, I was saying that the higher ups were probably like, oh, they probably won a Super Skrull fight. That's what I
mean. Oh, yeah. Well, yeah. But I mean, like, it's they don't make that call. Like, this could have ended pretty much how the hallway scene ended with Nick Fury, the president, Rhodes, and Sonya.
Yeah.
That was fine. That was fine. That's how I wanted Secret Invasion to show the end. Like, we're pointing at guns. We don't know who's who. I mean, we know who's who. So the tension's only really there for the president.
Yeah.
So it's like it's like, you know, that should have been it. And the thing is with Gaia and Gravik, or hell, you could have put Gravik and Fury in the mix, pretty much having their talk no jutsu, you know. Mm-hmm. And maybe Gravik goes off somewhere, or yeah, he does get shot, and you know, like, yeah, Gaia is still the new leader of the Skrulls and all of that, you know. They can do all that.
Exactly. The whole show could have been done slightly different, and it would have been 1,000 times better.
I agree.
Not even too many changes, just slightly different, and it would have been so much better. But they gave us this, and I really wanted to like it. Like, I have no issue with anyone's acting throughout this entire thing.
Yeah, everyone's acting was on point. And I'll say this about what I say about every single Marvel movie. Structurally and formulaically, it's a fine movie. Like,
or a series.
It's a fine show. Yeah, I mean, the series are fine. Hell, even Thor: The Dark World is a fine movie. You know, like, it's better than... Like, an average Marvel movie or a bad Marvel movie, a quote-unquote bad Marvel movie, is better than even an average movie in some cases, you know?
Yeah.
So it's like, they know how to make a bad movie seem okay. But, yeah, it's like, it failed. It fumbled. Like, I'll say that.
It's all kind of hard.
Yeah, like, I know we keep saying that, but there's no way else to put this. Like it's just, when I think of Secret Invasion, I'm just like, it happened, and yeah, that big battle in the end did not need to happen. You know, becoming.
So for that big battle in the end, I had to keep rewinding it to watch it, because I kept getting so disinterested by the fight itself.
Yeah, because the fight wasn't even a good fight. It was like a cameo of powers.
Yeah. It was like, hey, this fight is here just to show what the Super Skrull can do. That's it. We could have waited until the Fantastic Four to get the real Super Skrull. But no, we got this thing.
Yeah, and I felt like if we waited until the Fantastic Four, you know, I'll even throw them a bone. If they just introduced Clert and they just started and they just gave him a few powers, you know, and then introduced the Fantastic Four, I'll give them that.
Yeah.
You know, like they could have done that, and it would have been cool, you know. Because I felt like we introduced Super Skrulls way too early. Because we still technically don't know about the Skrulls. Like, we don't have a real relationship with them. And it's like I told you in, like, the last review. I forgot how much of Captain Marvel I did not remember.
Oh, yeah. Like, there's so much of Captain Marvel I don't remember.
Yeah.
Because now I have a reason to rewatch it. Unfortunately, I have this reason to rewatch it, but I have a reason to rewatch it.
Yeah. And
I still want to compare it to Thor: The Dark World as a movie.
Yeah, I don't blame you.
Yeah.
I don't blame you. Like, I don't blame you at all. I mean, I'm not even going to rewatch it before I see the Marvels. You know, I'm definitely going to watch Ms. Marvel again, because that was a fun show.
Yeah, and that's another thing. Like, they can do good shows while still putting out a bunch of content. Ms. Marvel is really one of those things, because it's a show that's not even aimed at our generation.
Yeah.
Still enjoyed it.
Yeah. Yeah, like, it was still a good show. You know, hell, I might even watch WandaVision again just for Monica.
Yeah. You know? Yeah, her scenes were great.
You know, watch our WandaVision reviews on YouTube, where Thomas has a picture of the actress who plays Wanda in his background.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. That was back when we were experimenting with stuff.
Yeah.
Well, go watch our crappy videos from back then. They're entertaining.
Yeah. Way better now.
Yes.
But yeah, like, it's... So I do want to point out that when off mic, when we both finished the show, every time Secret Invasion was mentioned, we let out a big sigh.
Yeah.
Like,
and it wasn't intentional either. And I noticed it too. We just hopped on PSN and was talking to Bri. And he was like, oh yeah, so I didn't really watch Secret Invasion. Both of us were just like,
And see, I remember you and I talked, and you were, of course, more optimistic than I was at first, because you only seen the first three episodes.
Yeah.
And I just watch it weekly when I can. And I'm like,
Yeah.
Then I noticed when you finished it, you were like where I'm at, and I'm like, okay, we have the same energy, because...
Yeah, it definitely matched up pretty fast, because... Honestly, I didn't realize this. I had watched the first four episodes when I was still optimistic. And then episode five happened. And I was like, yep, nope, I am out of this now.
I think that's where it happened for me too. Like, episode four was getting there, but I'm like, let's see how it ends.
Yeah.
Then five and six happened.
Oh my god, that ending was so trash. All right, Nick, you finished getting all the information out there. You put people back in play who should have been in play. You got all those people, the Skrulls, captured out. So what are you gonna do next, Nick? Oh, I'm gonna go up to my space station again. What? But your wife's here. You want to stay on Earth with your wife, right? Nah, she coming with. What? Literally. Yeah, that's all that happened, and then it ended. I don't even think it was an end credit scene.
It wasn't. I checked.
So there was no end credit scene in this entire show.
You know what? He did get, like, some character development, because in the end, he did kiss his wife as a Skrull.
Yeah. Well, it actually made it seem like that's how he liked looking at her anyway, but knew that he couldn't see her like that all the time.
Okay.
That's kind of what it seemed like to me. Because they kind of re-referenced the whole poem thing, and that's how she wanted to look or be loved, was in her skin on Earth. And she was in her skin on Earth, and he looked at her like, man, this is the baddest woman in the universe.
Yeah.
So that part was full circle, and I can't be mad at that part for the ending.
Yeah, I can't be mad at that.
Else in the ending was so garbage.
Let me say this before I hop into how garbage the ending is. I did like... Okay, if I had to talk about things I liked real quick. I did like Nick Fury's relationship with his wife. I did like that scene where they shot at each other.
Yeah, that
I did like that thing. That was a good thing. Really, anything with the wife and Nick Fury was fantastic. You know, I felt their chemistry. I thought it was good chemistry. I thought that, like, the tension between the two, you know, was pretty good. Even though, I mean, well, I should say quote-unquote tension because, you know, she's going to be on his side the whole time.
Yeah.
You know, I thought her talk with Gaia when they were in the house was cool, you know, like how she just shut Gaia down because Gaia could be a little prick.
She was very annoying.
Yeah. I did like that actress, you know, shout outs to her. You know, I felt like they, I mean, I didn't like this, but I felt like they undid the scene with Rhodey and Nick in the dining room by saying that Rhodey was a Skrull. I felt like that was undone because it wasn't really Rhodey.
Exactly. Like it felt right, but at the same time, it did feel like, now that I'm looking back on the scene, it felt like that scene was more like, okay, you're saying we brothers. I'm not. Like, you don't know this, but I'm literally the furthest thing from being related. The furthest thing. Like, I am not even in your species. Like, given that sort of vibe that was coming off of Rhodey back then, yeah, it makes a lot of sense. But yeah, it's with that hindsight where you look at it like, you know what? Yeah, they were giving off all of it.
Yeah. And, you know, okay, let's talk about the finale, you know, and
yeah, we couldn't even finish talking about something that we like.
I know, I thought about that. I'm like, I can, because I feel like the finale undid everything that I previously liked.
Oh, all this stuff was great, and then the finale happened.
Because you said it. You were like, you know, episode 5 is where it started to go downhill. Well, I think episode 4 is where it started to go downhill. Episode 5 just pushed it down the hill.
For me, it seemed like at episode 4, it was like, okay, everything is winding down. So it was like, I'm still interested, but everything is winding down. And then episode 5 happened, and I was like, there's a whole nother episode of this?
And see, I'm just like, I get it. Like, I get, like, you know, you're going to have a big middle part. That's fine. As long as your finale can save you, the next two episodes can save you, that would be cool. And it didn't. You know, that's why I say it starts in episode 4. Right. And episode 5 just pushed it even further down the hill. Episode 6 just put it in the water. You know?
I get that. And then it blew up.
Yes, yeah. I know. Pushed in the water, then blown up. Yeah. Michael Bay film type stuff. Yeah. It was a Michael Bay explosion.
Oh my God. That's what it was. I got nothing else to say about this show.
I do want to say one thing about, like, the last scene with the president. Because I did say I was going to get into this.
Oh, yeah.
Say something about that. I hate the fact that, hey, okay, now suddenly I hate Skrulls, which I get what happened, right?
Yeah.
I mean, because suddenly he hates Skrulls. Now suddenly he's having a manhunt out for the Skrulls. And I don't know about you, but I felt like that was on some evil villain type stuff. Like, he made an announcement to all of America, and I felt like he told people to go out and hunt the Skrulls without telling them to go out and hunt the Skrulls.
Oh, no, he did. He absolutely said, go out and hunt the Skrulls, which is why, also, in the end, you had people just shooting random people because they thought they were Skrulls.
Right. And, go ahead, I'm sorry.
All he did was cause more chaos.
That's it. And, he did. And I thought, and I felt like him doing that, like, was him more talking about the, hey, us, the U.S. government, or us world leaders are going to go out and hunt you. And it's like, and I immediately thought, like, no, there's going to be vigilantes doing the same thing.
And literally 2 minutes later, vigilantes are shooting people dead in the streets.
Yeah, and you see they're shooting both Skrulls and regular demons, so they're fucking each other up.
Yep. So instead of one species, you know, taking control of this planet, or both species cohabitating, which would have been so much easier.
Yeah.
You got everyone killing each other, which just brings it back to, I don't think the Skrulls would have started killing everyone because they're not human.
And my issue is with that, I felt it was rushed. Like, I understood the commentary that they wanted to make, but I felt like they could have cut that out, or at least I could expand upon it in the other movies, which that's probably why it happened so quickly, because it's not going.
Yeah.
And I feel like Marvel's building a Marvel universe, now that's not really making sense.
I agree. It's just there now. Like, you can put whatever you want into it.
Right. And I feel like they don't, they're just putting movies out, they're putting products out, and they're like, we're just gonna make sense of it later. You know, and they're putting out these plot lines and these characters, and they're just putting them out on the floor, but they're not cleaning it up.
Yeah.
Like, we're going to deal with this later. We're going to deal with that later. We're going to deal with this character later.
Okay. Now that you say that, think about the plot line of this entire movie. It was Fury basically saying, I'll deal with that later. I'll deal with that later. I'll deal with that later. And then he had to deal with it, come back down, and clean up all his mess.
Yeah.
I think this show is Disney's cry for help. Because that's what they're going through. Disney and Marvel, their cry for help is this show. Like, stop telling us we need to do all these things. Like, no. Yeah, y'all can chill. Stop putting out some stuff. Make it good and make it make sense.
Like, I'm pretty sure I'm speaking for, like, a vast majority when I say, yeah, y'all don't need to keep pumping these out. They were already saying how during Phase 4 they were just pumping out movies and shows, which they were at a constant rate.
Yeah.
You know, and you saw the results of those. Like, most of the shows suck. You know?
Yeah.
Most are bad.
Most of them.
Yeah. And, you know, everyone complained about the CG in a lot of these shows.
Yeah, because it's a movie quality or whatever. It's a TV show for one. So obviously it's not going to be movie quality.
Yeah, it's not, but I'll admit, like, a lot of stuff can look better. Like, I won't lie, there was parts of She-Hulk where that it could have looked a little bit better.
Oh, I'm not getting any... No, She-Hulk doesn't get a pass on anything.
Yeah, well, but really, that's what I'm saying. Like, that CG could have been better. And I'm just, all I'm saying is that, like, I know at one point they were saying how Marvel was overworking their CG department.
Yeah.
So I do have sympathy for them because they were being overworked. Are they still being overworked? I hope not. But still, you know, like, I can see why the CG were trash and probably going to be trash for at least a few more movies.
Yeah, I can understand that because looking at She-Hulk, I'm just only going to mention this one, and it's all the way at the end. Scar just looked, oh my God, why? Why would y'all do that? Why would you let this go? Why would you release it to the public?
I am not looking forward to Planet Hulk.
Oh, it's going to be most... It might as well just be an animated movie.
It was. Or was that World War Hulk?
I thought that was World War Hulk that was supposed to be animated.
Oh, no, I think they did both.
No, wait. Planet Hulk was an actual animated movie.
Yeah.
Yeah, I owned it. I had to just like, which ones did I own? Because I had Hulk Versus, which...
Oh, that was good.
The whole part with Wolverine, fantastic.
Yeah.
They should have did the Thor and Loki stuff first.
Yeah. But I mean, like, that's all I got to say about Secret Invasion.
Nick Fury had changed into his superhero suit, which is a black trench coat and a shiny eye patch.
Yeah, and a pistol.
Oh, right, and a pistol.
A pistol and a communicator.
Yeah. Bye.
That's his super suit.
Bye. I have nothing else to say.
Where's my super suit?
Oh, it's so bad.
Oh, man. Bye, everybody.
Bye.